This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Nonetheless, it is an evolving story. We heard a lot from the president. Although, you heard a lot from Lester Holt. Brian, you were talking about this a minute ago. They released at NBC a 2-minute and 34-second clip. During that, Mr. Trump, the President of the United States, was interrupted at least 9 times by Lester Holt. We've put together a little montage of that just to give you a flavor of what the NBC interview was like.
What I did is I was going to fire Comey. My decision. It was not...
You had made the decision before they came in.
I was going to fire Comey. There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Because in your letter you said I accepted their recommendation.
Yeah, well,
had already made the decision.
I was going to fire regardless of recommendation.
So there was really
this was an excuse for having lost an election.
But are you angry with Mr. Comey because of his Russia investigation?
Because he told me that. I mean, he told me
he told you weren't under investigation
investigation. I've heard that from others. I think
was it in a phone call? Did you meet face to face?
I had a dinner with him. He wanted to have dinner because he wanted to stay on. We had a very nice dinner at the White House very early on. A dinner was arranged, and we had a very nice dinner. And at that time, he told me, "You are not under investigation," which I knew anyway.
That was one meeting. What was it?
First of all,
and did you ask, "Am I under investigation?"
I actually asked him, yes.
You know, what's different about that kind of interview, and we've interviewed the president, and you only have a certain amount of time, and you want to get as much as possible. But he did interrupt him a lot. Here's the thing, though. After everything the president said, Lester Holt questioned him. Oh, you said that? Well, what about this? Which it seemed like an interrogation.
Right. And if he had the same approach for President Obama, whose answers are longer, more drawn out, and for many people who only get 5 minutes with the president, very frustrating. And do you remember when Brett Baer interviewed the president and he had to President Obama, and he jumped in a few times and said, listen, I only have a certain amount of time. I just want to follow up. He was roundly criticized. You've got to let the president finish. You're being disrespectful. How disrespectful was that?
Mm. Well, people are so obsessed with the process of when he was going to fire him. Was he going to fire him before he talked to the AG, after the AG? He is the president. And just like James Comey even said, he has the ability to do this, to fire him, like it or not.
Absolutely. He does, but communication matters. And just like with the travel ban, that's exactly what he ran on. He said, we're going to have extreme vetting on these terror-laden nations. And that's why he got into office. A lot of people said that. But how you implement it and how you communicate what you're going to do has everything to do about whether it's going to pass or not, whether it's going to work or not.
Well, maybe, so you're saying the communications team, before they have a press conference, should sit down in the Oval Office with the president and say, all right, let's be on the same page.
This is unprecedented. I'm going to wait to the end of the week to do it. I'm going to talk and get everyone's idea of how to communicate it best, because as the president said, there's no good time to fire an FBI director in the middle of a Russia investigation. So then we do this, we hear counterpoints, and then you say, I have a press conference. In retrospect, the president or the attorney general or the deputy has to have a press conference.
Let us know what you think.
And therefore, you don't have a bunch of pundits, $3 pundits, making up conspiracy theories on 3 different networks on 12 different newspapers.
That's really what it's come down to, hasn't it? You know, in listening to that interview with Lester Holt, I don't know. Did you feel comfortable the way he seemed to be attacking the president? I mean, it seemed very partisan. Again, relevant to, you know, journalistic standards and that sort of thing. And I agree with Ducey's opinion that you had the sense that the president was being interrogated. And I was surprised. I'm sure that President Trump afterwards had to be annoyed by the line of questioning and the manner in which he was questioned over this situation, and you know what this is going to do if the media is so upset about the president tweeting. He's probably going to tweet all the more, and be more careful about who he does interviews with. In fact, when I first heard that he was going to do the interview with Lester Holt, I thought, well, this is this is going to be interesting. But I'll tell you, Lester Holt, in some sense, to his credit, and I'm sure the left, boy, are lauding his praises right now.
because they loved the way he was pinning the president down, and some on the other side would be saying he was rather disrespectful. I know I felt very uncomfortable myself in his line of questioning and his approach to this. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after the top of the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If it's going to happen, it's going to be, bottom up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess, if you know what I'm talking about. And by bottom up, that is the rise and the repositioning once again of we the people being in charge of our government. As someone once said, we have the government we deserve, and this is what we got right now, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't like what's coming out, then you need to step up. I know that many stepped up in November, and you might say, look, we stopped the decline and we're doing something about this, but there's a lot more work to be done here, and we need activated citizens. But we'll talk more about that. But right now, I want to give ourselves a little bit of a mental break, okay? And with us, we have Christy Lynn with Focus on the Family. Christy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well. It's a Friday, so it's
yes,
all good.
Yes, it is. It's Friday. We're going into Mother's Day weekend, and let the parting, let the all the salutations and the good wishes for moms out there begin, right?
That's exactly right. We love our moms, and as a mom, I love to be pampered, so I love this weekend, too.
Okay, kids, are you listening? Did you hear what mom said? This is what we call buying signals, little indicators, Because sometimes we wonder, we go, oh, what do we get mom? And, so we kind of look for any indication. And, of course, then we're watching, some of the commercialization, which some people are bothered by, for Mother's Day, because you got to bring out the chocolates, you got to do the flowers and all that sort of thing. But what moms really appreciate is the sincere connection and sentiment. We were talking with Bruce Kaufman earlier. A handwritten note really stands out in today's electronic technological age. That some kids might think, well, look, I'm just going to fire off a text and a happy meme to mom and call it a day. But for all that moms have done for us, they're a little bit more deserving than a quick meme, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Saying.
I love my kids do some acts of service for me, so they help with the house and do some things, and that's better than anything I could ever get. So.
Exactly. Well, that's good. Well, good fun. Well, happy Mother's Day to you, Christy. And
thank you.
May it be just an enjoyable weekend with you and the family. But I want to talk about Adventures in Odyssey, doing something real special starting June 1. Speaking of kids and anybody that knows about Adventures in Odyssey, what a special opportunity. Tell us about this.
Yeah, well, for those who may not know about Adventures in Odyssey, it is the longest-running children's audio drama in existence today, and it teaches faith and character to kids, and it's just so much fun. Mm. It started back in 1987. And so we are going to be celebrating all year and into next year our 30th birthday. Wow. For Adventures in Odyssey. And one of the fun ways we wanted to do this is with Get in the Show. And with Get in the Show, we're giving kids ages 6 to 15 the opportunity to audition to be a part of the live birthday celebration show on board the Focus on the Family 40th anniversary cruise coming up in November. So it's a pretty cool deal because kids will be able to perform with our voice actors, those that make Adventures in Odyssey episodes happen. So lots of fun to be had. Mm-hmm.
Well, what a terrific opportunity for them. And I got to tell you, you know, being a broadcaster most of my life and, you know, looking at just the artwork, the breadth of the artwork and production that, Adventures in Odyssey has done. And, you know, over the years, our kids grew up on Adventures in Odyssey. It's just, it just captures the imagination, the message that's involved. To me, you know, some of this is old style, you know, broadcasting where you use the theater of the mind and, the way it comes across, you know, they just do an award winning job.
Well, thank you. Adventures in Odyssey is recorded in L.A. It's recorded with voice actors in L.A. Mm-hmm. Many of the voice actors that we utilize have been in major films that Toy Story, The Good Dinosaur, and others. And while other voice actors have been a part of television shows like Muppet Babies and also some Barbie type of cartoons. So we use some wonderful, stellar quality actors. And then beyond that, you're right. Our art is very playful. It's very fun. And what we love about the audio is that it allows kids to just dream and to think and to kind of put themselves in the story, to imagine what it would be like to walk through Wits End and to kind of listen to what's happening and be able to think about what would they do in that particular situation. And then beyond the audio, of course, now 30 years later, there's DVDs, there's books, there's devotionals and chapter books for kids. So lots of fun to be had. And with the Get in the Show contest, you know, this is a great way that kids can use their talents and their abilities, because we believe that every kid has unique talents and abilities to be used, and this allows them to do that and to gain some confidence in auditioning and trying out.
Well, this will start June the 1st. One special kid. Gosh, I can only imagine that you're going to have just thousands, if not millions, of kids wanting to participate in something like this. What a golden opportunity. I got to tell you, you know, here at my age, like I said, being in broadcasting all my life, this is on my bucket list, to do some voiceover, some cartoon voiceover. So one day it'll happen. It's just one of those things. And every once in a while it comes up and I go, God, I could I'd love to be able, you know, to do that. Do a little cameo, you know, a little cameo walk on deal and walk off it. Again, just going back to my broadcasting roots and appreciating the theater of the mind, and especially Adventures in Odyssey, at a time where a message like this is so needed. Because, Christy, this is what I'm hearing from, you know, from adults, and particularly the secular world. You know, George Barna, who's on with us every week as well, and we're looking and analyzing what's going on with the culture. And the culture is starved for morality. It is starved for some training. And all those good shows that we had, this was before you were born, when I was growing up, you know, had a moral message, and those have been lost in the wayside. And this is why Adventures in Odyssey is so significant and so needed, and why I recommend it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if you have a child in your life between the age of 8 to 12 and even a little bit younger, Adventures in Odyssey is a great way to incorporate and infuse character into their lives. And it comes through just listening. We have heard from so many kids, and actually parents, who have come up to me. Matter of fact, I was at a recent event, and a mom came up to me and she said, "You know what? My son came over to me last night, and he was crying." And I thought, "Oh no, what's going on?" And she goes, "He admitted that he had lied about something." And she asked, she goes, "Well, what made you tell me?" And he said, "Adventures in Odyssey."
Wow.
And so we always have.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Christy, I'm sorry to cut you off. Remind everybody where they can go for more information. We got about 3 seconds left.
It's witsend.org/get-in-the-show.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and I do want to reference the information follow-up on Focus on the Families. Get in the show with Christy Lynn. I appreciate her coming on. It's Wits WHITSEND.org. That's WHITSEND, wits, like out of your wits end, you know, WHITSEND.org. And get in the show, get in the show. All the information is right there. So make sure all your kiddos get signed up for it. And starting June the 1st, their chance to be part of this great adventure, Adventures in Odyssey. Hey, it's Jordan Goodman time. America's Money Answers Man is with us, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to be with you. This Comey reverberation continues to reverberate, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And I think the main thing on the economic front is this going to slow down President Trump's ability to get his agenda through on the economic front. Healthcare, taxes, and deregulation are the big three. And I think the answer is yes. I think it is going to slow things down. The Democrats, particularly in the Senate, they can do a lot of things to slow things down and filibuster and not show up at committee meetings, and I'm not going to cooperate with anything unless we get a special prosecutor, and they can really slow things down a lot, and I think they're going to do all of that.
Not much different than what they've already been doing in the first 100 days, so why should the second 100 be any different, right?
Well, yes, to some extent, but I think this kind of amps up the level of resistance, and I think a lot of their supporters are going to say the same thing. Stop everything, resist in every way possible. And I mean, the next thing that's in the Senate's plate is healthcare.
Yes,
it passed the House. Mm-hmm. Basically, the Senate says they're going to start from scratch. They're going to do anything with the House.
Right.
Head. But this is a very long, difficult process, and they don't work an awful lot. They take a lot of vacations and breaks. So
exactly,
it's going to be hard for them to get to that, because you have to do healthcare before you get to tax cuts. And I don't think health care can be done that quickly. I mean, what they barely got through, I think they got through by 4 votes in the House. Mm. There's no way they're going to get 60 votes in the Senate. And that would mean if they get 52, which is the number of Republicans, then they're going to have to do it by reconciliation, which is a very limited kind of process to redo the entire health care system.
Right. The fastest and best way for them to deal with health care is to get out of it. You know, take one big giant step, Mother May I, away from it. I mean, it's clear the government is bitten off more than it can chew. I mean, Obamacare did. This whole, you know, fantasy that health care can be put together by a federal process is ill-conceived. It's just not happening, other than if you just decide, okay, well, we're going to go single payer. And the people
that's not going to happen either.
Yeah, exactly. So why even fight this deal? Because anything short of single payer or no payer is, people aren't going to be happy with it. So they need to realize they're not in a fair fight here. They don't have a fair chance to be successful.
Meanwhile, in the real world, Bill, insurance companies are deciding right now on what price and where they're going to offer insurance plans in 2018, because it has to go through a whole approval process.
Right.
And they don't know what to think, because they're in such chaos right now as to what the new system might look like. What the House passed, if the House, what they proposed actually passed, it would get rid of all the mandates, including the employer mandate, individual mandate to buy things, the taxes, all of that, replace it with these high-risk pools, where if you have a major expense of some kind, you're kind of covered by that high-risk pool. Only about 10% of the population ever has these kind of major expenses.
Exactly.
It doesn't affect that many, and that would be these high-risk pools. That's the idea. And then allow other people's premiums and deductibles to come down. That's what got people so upset right now, is their premiums are dramatically higher, and they get to use less of it because the deductibles are so much higher. There's not a lot of consumer products out there, Bill, where I'm going to say, I'm going to raise your price dramatically, and you're going to get less and less. The more you pay, you get less and less. Not a very good marketing strategy.
Yeah, it's never worked that way historically in the United States, so why should we start now? The other thing, Jordan, that they're not... I'm a direct pay kind of guy, and I think that there's a good percentage of America that, given a direct pay opportunity,
opportunity, would jump on that in a heartbeat. It's a lot cheaper. And then at that point, you know, you're not dealing with insurance companies. And I think you could probably almost get maybe 30-40% of America to do that. I mean, because given the option to pay, you know, on a concierge basis, about $600 a year for your health care. And this is the basic. We're not talking catastrophic. That's another issue. But that's pretty cheap, too. But still, you know, on a concierge basis, if you're taking care of a good percentage of America right off the top, then, you know, at this point, it really helps to mitigate that that high risk.
And doctors like it, too. And those doctors do not like traveling with insurance companies at all.
Yeah.
My mother, who's 91, has a concierge doctor. I think she pays him $1,500 a year, and he's there all the time, and he's, you know, available, and you can call him anytime you want, and it's great for the doctor, it's great for the patient, and it cuts the insurance company out completely. Yeah. That would be a solution for a lot of people.
Well,
that's not even part of the plan they're talking about.
I know, and but the thing is, now that Obamacare has been repealed, and the president says, look, we're going to de-weaponize the IRS and going after people because they don't have Obamacare or some health care program, it opens up that opportunity. So now, you know, we've got less mitigated risk, or we can focus whatever dollars we want to focus on, you know, people with, you know, pre-existing condition, catastrophic or whatever, you know.
That's right. That's right. So I think that would make a lot of sense. The other part of that would be HSAs, health savings accounts.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Where you put money aside for yourself, and it grows tax-free, and as long as you use it for health expenses, it remains tax-free. I've got an HSA. That's a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. Actually, having people be responsible for their health care is a completely new idea that I think is quite good. Because otherwise, this is what happens. People have health care. It's like, I don't care what it costs. They're paying for it. Well, they is us.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, so, and hand me another donut and a Twinkie, would you please?
So, you know, there's no penalty for that, really.
Right.
You get all the health care you want, and let's get the best you can possibly get, because I'm not paying. If people actually paid out of their own pocket, as opposed to having insurance companies and Medicare and Medicaid pay for this, they'd never do this.
Exactly.
Because they're not responsible.
See, and you bring up an excellent point here right now, and that is that you got people's lifestyle. And if there's no penalty for poor choices, and we're covering, I say we're, everybody else is covering and mitigating their risk and their, you know, their penalty, then, you know, at the end of the day, we find ourselves getting more of the very thing that we want less of. Because we're rewarding the wrong behavior, right?
And the way the system is working, the people who have the worst behaviors get the most health care. And the people who have the best behaviors, who are most responsible, have the least health care, who are paying the most. So the people who are responsible are paying the most and getting the least. And the people who are least responsible are getting the most and paying the least. This doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make sense, especially when you're looking to the Fed to try to answer that problem for you. Because we're putting government in an impossible situation. They're not God. They are not the government of everything. Of course, some of these politicians want you to think that for a couple of voting cycles.
Yeah.
But then you have to deal with the reality, right?
That's right. And so right now, people, I mean, there are several states and several locations, there are literally going to be no insurance companies. Not one. Zero.
Right. Exactly.
Parts of Iowa, parts of Tennessee, and other places. And if these insurance companies are scared off, come 2018, there could literally be lots of places in this country with zero choice. That's going to be a political minefield as well. So they've got to come up with something that makes it attractive for the insurance companies to want to actually go in there and make it profitable.
Yeah, well, what about doctors?
And doctors, the same thing. A lot of doctors are retiring and leaving because the reimbursements are so ridiculously low, and the paperwork burdens are so high, and you're battling with insurance companies all the time. I've gone through this. I've just had normal things, and the insurance company comes back and says, no, it wasn't pre-approved. Yes, it was. All this back and forth.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a royal pain.
Well, we got to leave it there. We're going to keep an eye on the Comey implication on our economic agenda, how we go forward. Jordan, how can the good folks be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Glad to get emails. I get them from your folks all the time, and glad to help them on any personal financial question.
America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And you want to drop us an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, approximately a third of Americans between the ages of 65 and 74, and nearly half of those over age 75, have hearing loss, but many of them let their condition go untreated. Now, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, roughly 70% of older Americans with hearing loss in at least one ear could potentially benefit from using a hearing aid, but choose not to use one. Additionally, nearly 2 million Americans could be candidates for cochlear implant technology, but only 5% of people who can benefit from the technology have been treated. Untreated hearing loss can have a social and emotional consequence on one's life and can even lead to higher rates of dementia. Here to tell us more about it is a survivor, Nina Porsche. She was diagnosed with hearing loss at the age of 39, and Dr. Daniel Zeitler, board-certified neurologist and skull-based surgeon at Virginia Mason Medical Center. Doctor and Nina, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for asking, and thank God I can hear you. This is terrific. And you know, and you know, to this point, sometimes we take hearing loss, you know, kind of take it in stride. Maybe we just say, well, we're getting older and, you know, and that sort of thing. So it just can kind of creep up on you, so to speak, doctor. So how common, as we touched on these numbers, it's much more common than we realize among American adults, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think that you gave the statistics, and I think probably those statistics lie. It's probably even higher than that, because like you said, there are probably many people who don't even go to the doctor with hearing loss. They don't ever seek treatment because of their hearing loss. And so I think the numbers are higher. I think the other important thing to mention, which you didn't, is you talked about some of the older folks and the baby boomers. But in our country right now, probably the group with the highest rate of rise of hearing loss are the 18 to 30-year-olds. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in a loud world, loud music, iPods and other devices that we play in our ears. And so hearing loss is not just a disease that affects the elderly anymore. It is truly a disease of all ages.
Nina, I thought Dr. Zeitler was going to say the reason that this survey might be a little low is because the people couldn't hear the question, maybe. I don't know. I thought he was trying to be funny here. So, okay, well, it's early, so let's go around with it. Nina, to the doctor's point, I mean, you were young when you noticed hearing loss. And, of course, boomers, boy, that was the age of loud music. I remember going to a Led Zeppelin concert, and I had to literally go outside the stadium, outside the venue, to actually hear the music because it was so painful inside. What about you, Nina? What was your experience? Because you started realizing it at an early age.
I was 39 when I started realizing that I was losing my hearing, and what happened was that I couldn't hear people talking to me. Everybody just started mumbling, and mine wasn't due to loud noises or music or anything like that. It was due to some over-the-counter pain medication that I took for 15 years daily, but at that point, I went and got a hearing test and found out that I was losing my hearing, and hearing aid would benefit me somewhat. But I still could, you know, get along in life. I still could hear enough that I did not opt for a hearing aid right away. But 5 years later is when I really found out I really need to do something about this. So I went in, got retested. Got a hearing aid. I tried it for like 2 or 3 weeks, and it just wasn't helping because my problem was not only the volume, but it was speech. Mm. And that's when the cochlear implant comes into play. So the cochlear implant will give you back the clarity of speech. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I knew I needed to get a cochlear implant. And within 6 months, I got my first cochlear implant. Mm-hmm. And it really did give me back my life. When I first lost that hearing, it was really difficult, and I was scared. I was scared to go out in public. I was afraid people would talk to me, and I wouldn't be able to understand what they were saying. So once I got that cochlear implant, like I said, it gave me back that confidence. Without the implant, I would not have been able to do Survivor. I would not have been able to go out there and feel confident enough to play a game that requires a lot of listening and,
exactly,
and strategy and stuff like that. So the cochlear implant, it did. Like I said, it gave me back so much confidence to be able to do all those things I did before I lost my hearing.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Zeitler, what are some of the warning signs that we can look to?
Sure. Ideally, someone would say, I'm having a hard time hearing, much like Nina did. Unfortunately, that's not often the case. So we certainly want to be looking out for signs, early signs, maybe simple things like someone says they're having trouble hearing on the phone. They may want to use a landline, if those even still exist, rather than a cell phone. They may turn the volume up a little louder than everybody else in the room wants. And then sort of going later down the road as hearing loss progresses, more serious things may start to happen. People may start to have productivity problems at work. They may find themselves losing jobs often. They may find that they really don't want to go out and be social. They start skipping cocktail parties and other social events. They don't want to go out to dinner with their friends and family. And in the most severe of cases, people can actually start to really become clinically depressed, where all they want to do is sit in isolation in a world that doesn't require them to hear.
Exactly. Well, Nina, as a contestant on Survivor Season 30, Worlds Apart, you're best known as the first contestant to participate with a cochlear implant. And as Dr. Zeitler was just citing, you start getting depressed. I mean, you're isolated. You kind of touched on this a little bit yourself, the experiences that you started going through where it got bad enough where you realized that you can't ignore hearing loss any longer, could you?
Right, exactly. And, you know, I tell people in my everyday life, when I notice somebody is saying what, or I notice that they're having a difficult time hearing, you know, I try to encourage them to go out and get, you know, a hearing test. It's not going to hurt anything. Get a hearing test. Find out, do you have hearing loss? It's so important to address hearing loss and that you have options. You don't have to live the rest of your life with hearing loss. So I really try to encourage everybody to go out and get a hearing test.
Well, Dr. Zeitler, what should someone do if they suspect that they're starting to lose some hearing, and how often should they be checked by their doctor?
Sure. So the first thing, I think the most important thing to do is to admit you have a problem, and I know it sounds trite, but I think Nina hit on it. You know, if you even think you have a hearing problem, the first thing to do is go get a hearing test, because in a best-case scenario, your hearing will be normal or close to normal, and you'll require no further treatment. But in the worst-case scenario, you may have hearing loss that's severe enough that you would need treatment, whether it's hearing aids or cochlear implants. We really, really encourage people to bring it up, even if it's just with your primary care physician, who can then refer you on to a hearing health professional or a ENT doctor. As far as how often you should get your hearing checked, there's no right answer to that. Typically, I tell my patients, once hearing loss is identified, it's probably a good idea to get your hearing checked every 1 to 2 years. Hearing loss does tend to happen fairly slowly, but it also is something that if we notice it sooner, like we talked about before, we can treat it earlier and prevent other comorbidities or other things that can happen because of hearing loss.
Exactly. Well, Nina, I'm going to give you the last two questions here because we've got only about 30 seconds left. Tell us about the Million Ear Challenge and where the folks can go for more information.
Okay, the Million Ear Challenge is something Cochlear came up with, and what we're trying to do is reach 2 million people this year through social media, through just advocating hearing loss and letting people know that they have options. So one thing you can do through social media is post on there, what would you do if you woke up one day and you couldn't hear? What would you do? And hashtag that with millionaires so people can find that. Another way is to get online and go to millionearchallenge.com, and you can find information there on hearing loss and what your options are as far as hearing loss and what you can do to advocate for hearing loss and let people know that it does exist. It's out there, and what you can do if you do have hearing loss.
Right. Well, Nina Porsche, Survivor contestant in Season 30, who was diagnosed with hearing loss at the age of 39, and Dr. Daniel Zeitler, board-certified neurologist and skull-based surgeon at Virginia Mason Medical Center. Thank you so much for joining us. Great stuff. Good information. Appreciate it.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs are increasingly optimistic about the economy, according to the Spring 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, but this isn't yet translating into new investment in their business. The survey of 1,000 small business owners nationwide found that 52% are optimistic the national economy will improve over the next 12 months, up a staggering 21% since fall 2016.
However, some uncertainty still exists among small business owners, as revenue expectations and growth plans remain at the modest levels seen last fall, and plans to increase hiring shrunk to a five-year low of only 18%. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
We saw a surge in economic confidence, and it's a great indicator of potential small business growth in 2017. However, we do see a wait-and-see attitude persisting as we see entrepreneurs hold back on making new investments to hire and grow in the year ahead.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Well, you know, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and that's what we have in this country, ladies and gentlemen, too much opinion, because when you got opinion flying around, it opens the door to fake news. Can you see how this happens? And, you know, in this information age in which we live in, you know, as the Bible says, we will have that time where information will abound and people will know so little. And this is what's happening. This is the dangerous part of fake news and all this opinion that's going out there, is that we have to bring it down. It has to be brought down to the facts and the truth of the matter. This is why we pursue the truth. And we tell you we pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because it's that important. And we want to get into a lot of exercising of punditry and opinionating, you know, because it's, as some said, you know, it's like Chinese food, and that's not to, you know, defame, you know, the culture in any way. But, you know how they say about Chinese food that you can eat, and then 2 hours later you're hungry all over again. And you want to go back for more Chinese food. So it's not all that bad, but it's just the fact of the matter is that, you know, what can we sustain our lives and our minds with? And that's why the truth and the facts are so, so important. You know, at the risk of all this information that is flying around out there, I say have a filter. You need a critical filter on this information that's being put out there, you know, and, you know, unfortunately, because of where this culture sits and our country sits right now, we're so divided. And what's dividing us is there's no bridge to truth. We want to sit in our corners and be so ideologically fixed that we're not listening to the other person. And of course, it's kind of hard to listen when people are shouting as well. And I understand that. But something has to give here. Again, we're reminded what's the most important thing. And as Jesus, you know, when he was asked, you know, what's the most important commandment? You know, the first one started with God, you know, that we got to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And we have to love our neighbor as ourselves. And this is what's happening is we stopped loving our neighbor. We stopped realizing that we're all in the same boat together and that somehow we're on these individual missions that do not connect. And, you know, it's like we're all divided here. And this is antithetical to what the United States is all about. That's why I say, you know, that we're the we've become the un-United States of America, you know, because, you know, it's a simple thing. And I know it sounds kind of trite, is that we're really not loving one another. We're not loving others as we would want to be loved. You know, we're all insisting on our own alleged rightness. And you know what that gets you. It just adds to the contention. So my prayer, you know, especially for this weekend, with it being Mother's Day and all, is that we would choose the right and noble things, the good things, that we would, you know, love one another, find ways to love one another. And, you know, and it's easy to love the people that are lovable, you know. but it's the unlovable ones. That is the big challenge. And that's where... you know, maybe we just need more of God in those areas of our lives where we're lacking. We need more of God's grace in those areas to love the unlovable. And we need to breathe, you know, because the tensions are running so hot right now. You know, that whether it's at airports, you see people fighting, college campuses, you know, contention going on, people being dragged off airplanes. What is going on with our society here? You know, companies that heretofore, organizations heretofore that have been known, you know, to stand for certain things suddenly are all compromised. I mean, this world is so topsy-turvy. And, you know, and the thing is we have to realize is that it starts with self. Okay, as one of my mentors used to say is, Bill, you know, be that change that you want to see in others. You know, because it really brings it back to full circle. You know, when Jesus said, hey, look, before you take the speck out of your brother's eye, maybe you might want to consider that 2x4 that's in yours. You know, and that's quite sobering. And oftentimes we see the deficiencies in others. And the reason that we can see it is because that deficiency lies in us. But we think, okay, well, we're above it all. We're all self-righteous. And, you know, and we're brought into this understanding, and this is an opportunity of understanding to where we can, you know, we can add to people's day. We can be different. We can be that solution. We can be that oasis in this crazy world in which we live in, and not just the world of politics. It's just life as usual. As you know, it can be, you know, quite challenging, sometimes very depressing. But this is why, you know, this is why we need, you know, the hope of God in our lives so that, you know, we can get through the next moment. Stephanie Edwards, who I had the privilege of working with her, in Los Angeles many, many years ago. And she is such a sweet lady. She's so honest. You know, this I what I appreciate about her. And of course, America is blessed. The world is blessed with Stephanie. You know, for many years, her and Bob Eubanks, you know, were the face of, you know, Channel 5 here in Los Angeles for the Rose Parade. And just a terrific lady. And she talks about, you know, the depression that ran in her family that in order to survive, she just prayed for the next 15 minutes. God, just get me through. You know, I'm living life 15 minutes at a time. And maybe for some of you, it might be just 5 minutes. But that you just need to get through that next 5 minutes. And in fact, in our conversation with Rob O'Neill, when we were talking about the pressures and the stress of him getting through, you know, through SEAL training, amazing what they have to go through and the attrition rate. You imagine here's all these young men and, you know, going in to become a SEAL and the kind of pressure that is on them. You know, and the attrition rate in his particular case, you know, 250 guys aspiring to be Navy SEALs, you know, to have that time honored position, 250. And they know some of them are going to wash out, but 85%, in his class, which was a big class, he said, admittedly, you know, it was only 33 that made it. The class before his, you know, six people actually made it through dealing through all that stress. And he said that his instructor told him, said, just, you know, when you get to that point that you want to quit, when you get to that point you want to quit, just hang in there for, you know, till lunchtime. Just get, you know, and that would help them get through those periods when you were at the end of yourselves. And maybe that is good advice, you know, for us in, you know, living the life that we live, is that we're saying, you know, you got to that point where you're totally, you're spent. It's all gone. You know, all the grace, all the love, you know, hope and everything is, you're just at the end of yourself. And it's like, okay, what can I do? You know, like Stephanie, I just come to live 15. You know, God, get me by, get me to this next 15 minutes. You know, let me get beyond this next 15 minutes. And it's tough, but you got to look forward. You got to look forward and just get through and breathe and get through that part. And then when you get through that part, you realize that it is God that carried you and got you through to that part. And as you continue to get through those very difficult valleys, you know, the valley of the shadow of death, it's not the shadows that'll kill you, but you'll go through the valleys. And when you go there and you have death all around you, and, you know, it could be death of a dream, death of a marriage, death of relationships. It's all around you, but it's just shadows. And the opportunity there in Psalm 23 is to understand that they're the shadows, but also appreciating that God goes with you on that. And of course, the conclusion is having gone through that, the opportunity, as a dear friend, he and his wife have been going in, and the prayers that have been emanating from these two for what they've gone through, very heartfelt. I mean, she's been dealing with cancer, and it's just been, you know, one, you know, a victory and then three steps back, another victory, three steps back. And, she says it's just been an opportunity. And I think, wow, an opportunity to know God in those deep, dark areas of life and those experiences of life. And we've all had, to varying measures, those kind of experiences. But I gotta tell you, I was so encouraged by her. Here she is, you know, not wanting to die, but indications are medically is they're telling her that she's dying. And one moment and then the next moment there's hope. And then we get another medical report and we're back in the shadows again. But it, with each one of those experiences is an opportunity, has been an opportunity for her and for those of us who have been praying for them to see God. And it is amazing. And I got to tell you, you know, having lived this much of my life right now, I just don't know how people do it, how they can get by without God. I just don't know. Because it just to be alone in your despair and to be hopeless, I don't know how much worse it gets. I really don't. So, you know, for those of you, I guess there's a reason why I'm telling you these stories, because maybe you're at a point in your life where you need some encouragement. And I say be encouraged. Be encouraged. And if it's been a while since you've talked to God, you know, why not now? Why not this very moment? Just reach out. Get out of the darkness. Understand that, hey, it's the darkness is temporary. We don't live in there. We can move through it, and understand that it is God that goes with you. And as the conclusion of that psalm says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And that's my prayer for you, that goodness and mercy will follow you and take you out of this darkness, this temporary darkness. Hang in there.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.